弟兄姐妹们，圣诞节你准备怎么过？
I wear red tie.
我戴个红色的领带。
So, the church is decorated all up. Why not the people?
我教会已经为了圣诞节做好了装饰，我们人难道不应该这样吗？
Let's all be more festive next Sunday.
然后让我们都能够有一个节日的气象啊，包括我们穿的衣服。
So when you read the scripture reading today, you must be saying yourself, this is very familiar.
大家今天读我们今天的主题经文的时候，你也许在想，哦，这个经文好像有点熟悉。
Why?
为什么？
Because that's exactly the same passage that was read4 weeks ago when Brother Yun Long was preaching.
因为这是四个星期云龙弟兄讲道的时候用了完全同样的经文。
It's amazing how God works because we decided the same passage long before we were scheduled to preach.
哇，这个神呢做工非常非常的奇妙，因为我们在讲道时间定下来之前，我们分别选了同样的经文。
But of course, today we have a different emphasis.
当然，我今天讲的这个侧重点会有不一样。
The passage we just read is one of the many hymns or lyrics that Christians sung in the early days.
今天我们读的经文实际上是早期基督徒常常唱了一首诗歌或者歌的歌词。
These lyrics are found scattered all over the New Testament.
这些歌词在新约圣经里头的不同的地方出现。
For example, we find another famous hymn that is in 1 Timothy 3:16.
比如说有另外一首非常著名的诗歌出现在提摩太前书第三章十六节。
He appeared in the flesh.
神在肉身显现。
Was vindicated by the Spirit.
被圣灵称义。
Was seen by the angels.
被天使看见。
Was preached among the nations.
被传于万邦。
Was believed in the world.
被世人信服。
Was taken up in glory.
被接在荣耀里。
I thought the Chinese translation was superior.
我认为中文的翻译翻得更好。
Because all the action described there are in the past tense.
我们知道它所有里面的动作呢，都是用的是过去时。
But Chinese has no past tense.
中文里头没有过去时。
So therefore, the translator are very clever.
但是翻译者是非常的聪明。
So they convey the past tense by using the word 被。
他把这个过去时用了这个词被。
Which is much more dynamic.
使得这个语言更加的生动。
Much better than the English word just was.
比我们刚刚读的英文的翻译更加生动。
Note that in both passages, it begins with incarnation and ends in glory.
大家可以看到的是，这个诗歌跟前面我们读的诗歌都是以道成肉身开始，以荣耀结尾。
These lyrics, which were quoted by Paul, was not written by Paul.
这些诗歌是保罗引用的，但是并不是保罗本人写的。
He simply written down what he learned from other apostles.
保罗只是写下了他从其他的基督徒那里学来的这些歌词。
Maybe it's Peter or Barnabas, Apollo, we just don't know.
也许他是从彼得、巴拿巴或者阿波罗或者其他使徒那里学来的，到底是谁我们并不知道。
But since Paul wrote his letter in AD around early 50s,
但是我们知道保罗写腓立比书第二章的腓立比书的时候是大概是在主后50年代初。
It's just 2 decades after the crucifixion of Jesus.
只是在主十架受死20年以后。
That means that these lyrics must have existed before Paul's time. Less than 20 years after Jesus' death.
所以我们可以肯定这些诗歌是在 主后二十年之前就已经存在了。
Therefore, this lyric reflects what is the earliest convictions of the Christians and confession about Jesus.
所以这些诗歌体现了早期基督徒的他的确据和他的宣告。
Before Paul wrote his letter,
在保罗写这封书信之前
，Before any book of the New Testament were written,
在所有的新约圣经的每一个书卷之前，这些诗歌已经存在。
Therefore, they are the earliest original source of what that we have about what the earliest Christian believed.
所以这些诗歌是我们所知道的最早的基督徒信仰的最原始的资料。
20 years is nothing.
二十年其实很短。
I remember 40 years ago how I drove my wife and my daughter by 16 hours getting up early in the morning to come to station.
我还记得四十年以前我开着车带着我太太和女儿一大早离开开了16小时到大学城。
So these early Christians, their confession about Jesus must be true.
所以这些早期的基督徒有关耶稣基督的这个宣告一定是真实的。
Because these sayings were within the living memory of those as mentioned in First John.
因为这些诗歌所写的还是在活的人的记忆之中。
Just like yep, it's always a problem.
Is it on?
Yes, it's on. But...
here we go.
Sorry, it's always, always something.
All right.
Because just as in 1 John say, these are the people who has saw Jesus with their own eyes, heard Jesus with their own ears, and touched Jesus with their own hands.
就像在约翰一书第一节所讲的，这些人他们亲眼看见耶稣，亲耳听到耶稣说话，亲手摸过耶稣。
So we'll come back to our scripture, but let me digress a little bit.
我们会回到我们今天的经文，但是我们先把话题岔开一下。
You know that every country, every culture, because of their own history, has a set of holiday that give order and organize the life of the people.
每一个国家，每一个文化，由于他们的历史，他们都会有一些自己的假日，把一年的时间有一个先后次序来安排他们的生活。
So for example, for the Chinese, we have the set of special holidays.
比如说我们中国人有一些特别的假日、传统节日。
So I just took this holiday list from Baidu.
我是从那个百度上把这个照片拿下来的。
So if you examine this list, New Year's and Year's End are universally celebrated by every nation, not just by the Chinese.
你看这些节日，新年和年末，几乎是所有的国家、所有的文化都会庆祝，而不是只限于中国。
But examine these holiday, I noticed that of the five important holiday. Which are exclusively Chinese.
但是我仔细的查看这些节日中间有五个节日，它是完完全全只有中国有。
It's from Qingming to 重阳。
从清明节到重阳节。
That is from the fourth day of the fourth month in the lunar calendar to the ninth day of the ninth month.
是从农历的四月初是清明节到农历的九月初九。重阳节
They all have to do with death and separation.
而这每五个节日中间所有的节日都是跟 死亡和分离有关的。
清明 is Great Sweeping Day.
清明是扫墓节。
Similar to the Memorial Day in America.
比较类似于美国的阵亡将士纪念日。
The Double Fire Holiday, which is usually called the Dragon Boat Festival.
五月初五端午节，常常被称之为龙舟节。
It's the remembrance of a death of a poet and patriot.
是为了纪念一个爱国诗人的死亡取缘。
Double Seven and also the Mid-Autumn Holiday, it's about love that is unfulfilled and separated.
七夕就是七月初七，还有中秋，是为了纪念，纪念过去，来纪念。纪念没有圆满的爱情。
And of course, the double nine, which is 重阳, is about paying respect to ancestors and escape from plague and death.
重阳节九月九的重阳节是为了纪念祖先，然后逃避死亡和瘟疫。
So, 重阳 is the four version of 清明。
或者说重阳是秋天的清明节。
So among the all these exclusively Chinese holidays, none celebrate hope or the future.
而这些只有中国才有的中国传统节日，没有其中的任何一个是为了庆祝将来的希望。
It only remember the past separations.
他们都是为了纪念。过去的分离。
As Chinese in America, except for New Year and possibly mid-autumn, we hardly notice any of the holidays.
作为生活在美国的中国人，除了春节和中秋之外，我们几乎很少去注意这些传统的节日。
The consequence is that then we lose touch with the Chinese culture, which is inseparable from celebrating these holidays.
这样就带来一个问题，就是我们几乎和中国的传统文化慢慢的就分隔了，而这些文化是跟这些节日的庆祝是密不可分的。
So take for example this famous poem by Wang Wei.
我们一起来看看这首王维写的非常出名的唐诗。
A stranger in a strange land alone.
独在异乡为异客。
Facing each holiday.More longing for home.
每逢佳节倍思亲。
Imagining brother paying respect on mountain high.
遥知兄弟登高处。
Fragrant fern painted on everyone except one.
遍插茱萸少一人。
We can still share the author's homesickness when in a strange land.
我们身在异乡，我们能够体会诗人的思乡情节。
But from the poem itself, many would not have known that this poem is about Double Nine Holiday.
但是如果你只是读这个诗的话呢，很多人可能没有意识到这首诗是有关重阳节。
Besides, there's not a single mountain within 100 miles of College Station.
再说 College Station 大学城一百英里方圆一百英里以内没有一座山。
There are no mountain high for us to go.
所以你体会不到登高祭祖的这种感受。
So we don't celebrate it.
当然我们也不会去庆祝重阳节。
I don't even know what is the fragrant fern is.
我都不知道猪油是什么样的一种香草。
And never had one painted on me.
我从来没有插过一个在胸前。
In not observing Double Nine, my emotional connection with this poem is diminished.
因为我不庆祝九月九重阳节，所以我和这首诗的这个联系就没有那么明显。
And I cannot feel the full impact of the poet's passion.
所以我就不能体会诗人的当时的心理感受。
After the Reformation, the Protestant Church threw out all the holidays of the Catholic Church.
宗教改革以后，新教教会把基督教的很多节日都放弃掉了。
For example, like Pentecost, Ascension, Lent, and Advent.
比如说是五旬节、基督升天节、大斋节和降临节。
So we only celebrate Christmas and Easter.
我们现在只庆祝圣诞节和复活节。
That's a pity because only two Christian holidays is not enough to organize our church life.
这有点可惜，因为只有这两个节日很难来安排我们教会生活，一年的教会的生活。
I like the idea of observing Advent.
我非常喜欢来庆祝这个降临节。
Which is four Sundays before Christmas.
这个降临节是圣诞节之前的第四个星期天。
So that we can take time out not to be distracted by anything else, but just fully focus on anticipating the coming of Christmas.
这是给我们一个机会，让我们把其他的东西忘掉，不被他们来分心，而专注于来期望、来盼望主耶稣的降临。
Traditionally, each Sunday would celebrate the prophecy of the coming of the Messiah.
通常传统是这样的，每一个星期天我们一起会庆祝弥赛亚要降临的那些预言。
The faith, the hope, and the love that he will bring.
来享受信心、希望和他将会带来的爱。
I like the idea of looking forward to with reverence and awe on the coming of Christ.
我喜欢这个感受，就是我们带着敬畏的心来盼望主耶稣的降临。
And not to get over Christmas so quickly in a single day.
而不是说一天就把圣诞节过完。
As if it only meant the end of the Christmas selling season.
好像圣诞节那一天的意思就是表示圣诞购物季的结束。
If we overlook Advent,
如果我们忽略了这一点，
we will also lose the emotional connection with many of the beautiful hymns that was written for this occasion.
那如果我们不注意这一点的时候，我们就会失去了来欣赏很多非常美好的诗歌来描述的我们降临节这个期间盼望主耶稣到来的这种心情。
Just like we would lose touch with Wang Wei's poem.
就像我们不能理解王维这首诗一样。
Today I'd like to, so last year, remember that I shared with you, O come, O come, Emmanuel.
大概这个时候去年我跟大家分享了以马内利。要来，快来。
It's the most ancient of the Advent hymn.
这是降临期最出名的一首，最古老的一首诗歌。
And the hymn we just sung, Down from His Glory, is another example.
我们刚刚唱的那个荣耀降临这首诗歌是另外一个例子。
So today I'd like to share with you, what this hymn and what the scripture readingwant us to meditate during this time of Advent.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的是这首诗歌和我们今天读的经文对我们来说意味着什么，我们应该怎样来思想。
There are many ways in which we can think about Christmas.
我们有很多不同的方式可以来思想圣诞节。
We usually think of it as the birth of a Savior.
我们通常就是认为他是救主诞生的那一天，圣诞。
This is the story consistently told by both Matthew and Luke.
那这个是和马太福音和路加福音所讲述的是一致的。
So in Matthew 1:21, the angel proclaimed, "She shall give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people."From their sins.
马太福音第一章二十一节，天使宣告说， 他将要生一个儿子，你要给他取名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And in Luke chapter 2:11, the angel again there proclaimed, Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
在路加福音第二章十一节，同样是天使在宣告，今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world.
耶稣基督，救主，他是世界的救主。
He came in fulfillment of prophecy.
他来到这个世上是为了应验旧约的预言。
And because he has come, each of us must decide whether or not he is the Messiah that will not just save the world, but also save me personally.
因为他的到来，我们每一个人都要思想这个问题，我们是不是相信他是救主，来救这个世界，也救我们每一个个人。
But on a deeper level, Christmas is the momentous proclamation of incarnation.
但是在更深的一个层次上，圣诞节是一个非常非常重要的一个宣告，而这个宣告就是道成肉身。
The birth of God in as a human being.
神以人的样子降生到这个世界。
That is what the earliest hymn proclaimed about Jesus, which we just read.
这就是我们所知道的最早的诗歌，来宣告耶稣就是道成肉身。
Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing but taking on the very nature of a servant being made in human likeness.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的样式，成为人的样式。
This then was explained much more fully decades later by John.
这个观点是在几十年之后，在约翰福音里头有更加详尽的描述。
And so we find in John it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音第一章第一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Incarnation, the Word become flesh.
道成肉身。
What an,
道成了血肉之身。
What an incomprehensible, inexplicable, and unimaginable idea.
道成肉身，这是何等难以思考，难以理解，难以接受的这样的一个概念。
How can the infinite, the eternal, the omnipotent God be encapsulated in a human body?
怎么可能一个永恒的、一个无处不在、无所不能的神，他能够以人的形象出现？
In a body that is no more than 6 foot tall, weigh less than 200 pounds, and live only for some 30 years.
呈现在一个肉体，它不会超过6英尺，不到200磅，在世上只活了差不多30年。
How can we think about the unthinkable?
这个，我们怎么样来思考这个不可思议的这个事实？
We can.
我们实在是理解不了。
But let me share at least two perspective on this.
让我来分享我的几个观点。
First, we read in Colossians.
首先，我们在哥罗西书上读到，
The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
And also we read in Hebrew 1, the Son is the radiant of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful words.
希伯来书第一章第三节，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。
I know as a physicist what sustains and holds the universe and all things together.
我作为一个物理学家，我知道是什么东西把宇宙围聚在一起托住。
Our solar system, our galaxy, Milky Way galaxy, and billions of other galaxies are held together by the force of gravitation through Newtonian mechanics.
我们这个太阳系、银河系，还有那个亿万个其他的星系，都是靠的引力来维系在一起。
And we know that, I also know that the atom and the molecule which make up my body, okay, even our brain, and all that we see are held together by electromagnetic forces through quantum mechanics.
我们也知道我们身上的，包括我们所能看见的所有的东西的组成的那些分子和原子，也包括我们自己的思维，是由化学生物这些物理定律是根据量子力学的观点来支配的。
As far as I could tell, everything is held together by the laws of physics.
你要是按照我的观点来看的话呢，所有的事情是由物理定律来决定的。
Yet the Bible tells me that what holds the universe together, the law of physics, became a man.
但是圣经告诉我们，就是维系宇宙的那个物理的定律是一个人，道成肉身。
Utterly preposterous, absurd, and incomprehensible.
这听起来是非常的荒唐，非常的荒谬，不可思议，不可理解。
And yet, this is what incarnation means.
但是这就是道成肉身的道理。
The laws of physics which hold the universe together are regarded as many, even Einstein, as God.
很多人包括爱因斯坦把物理定律维系宇宙万物的物理定律把它当作为神。
They just don't believe in incarnation.
但是他们不相信道成肉身。
As I struggle with the idea of incarnation, I also realize that.
当我在挣扎的想去理解道成肉身的道理的时候，我同时也有这个问题困惑。
I know that this conscious mind of mine,
我知道我这个有意识的这个我
is also the product of physical law to chemistry and biology.
同样也是物理定律通过化学和生物的物理定律来决定构成的。
Why not possible then that the ultimate basis for my consciousness, the physical law themselves, be a supreme conscious being?
那为什么不可能？实际上有可能是我们决定我们意识的那个最终的东西，它本身也是一个超级的一个意识。
So if that is possible, That's just my fantasy, my own thinking.
那如果这是可能的，当然这个也可能是我自己的一个想法。
If so, a much more superior human being than I, who can fully embody the law of the universe, would indeed be God incarnate.
那如果是这样的话，那一个比我要高的更多的一个人，他有所有的物理定律都是在他掌管之下，也可能就是一个人。
So, a second perspective that follows is this.
第二个观点是这样的。
Once you accept the idea of incarnation,
如果你接受了道成肉身的这个观点，
that God can become a human being,
如果你相信道，神能够变成一个人，
then there are no more doubts.
那其他的疑问都会没有了。
What? You don't believe that Jesus can heal Simon's mother's in-law's fever as recorded in Mark?
什么？难道你还不相信马可福音里记载的耶稣医治了彼得岳母的发烧？
Such a trifle miracle as compared to the spontaneous miracle of incarnation.
因为这个跟那个不可思议的道成肉身这个神迹比起来，这些都是真正是非常小的神迹。
What about the virgin birth?
那这个童女怀孕怎么样呢？
What about the changing water into wine?
水变酒又怎么样呢？
What about healing up the cripple?
使瘫子能走路又怎么样呢？
What about feeding 5,000?
喂饱五千人又怎么样呢？
Well, walk on water.
在水上行走又怎么样呢？
Raise Lazarus.
让拉撒路从死里复活又怎么样呢？
What about even the resurrection itself?
甚至是复活本身。
These are all small stuff as compared to incarnation.
这些和道成肉身比起来都是小事一桩。
When what holds the universe together can become human, nothing is impossible.
当那个主宰宇宙万物的那位变成一个人的样子来到世上，那没有什么东西是不可能的。
The incarnation distinguished Christianity from all other religions.
第三点，道成肉身是基督教和其他任何从宗教有分别的一个主要的一点。
You heard many times that, oh, all religion just encourage people to be good.
你常常听人说宗教都是劝人为善。
No, in all other religion, man is seeking a God to love, to obey, to submit, to worship, and to please him.
不是这样子的，其他任何的宗教都是教人去服从、顺服、去敬拜那个神，然后呢，自己去尽可能去做好事。
Even the Chinese, the heaven's mandate cannot be disobeyed is a notion that proclaimed by all the sages.
就是中文文化中间有这个智者名言叫天命不可违。
And Islam, the name itself means submission.
伊斯兰这个名字的本身的意思就是顺服。
Even for the Jews, the central conviction of faith is in Deuteronomy 6:4-5.
就是犹太人他们信仰的中心是在生命记第六章第四第五节。
This is called the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
这个犹太人称之为 Shema. 以色列啊，你们要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
But only in Christianity that we hear this proclamation in 1 John.
但是只有在基督信仰里头，我们从约翰一书里头听到这个宣告。
We love because God first loved us.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
And this is the love that was proclaimed also in John 3:16.
同样这个爱又在约翰福音三章十六节中间宣告。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Christianity is the only religion which proclaims that God loved us first.
基督教是唯一的一个宗教来宣告是神先爱了我们。
Incarnation is the consequence of that love.
道成肉身是那个爱的带来的结果。
God came to save us because he loves us.
神来到世上来救我们是因为他爱我们。
That's why we sing, My God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name.
这就是我们唱那个诗歌说我神我救主降临耶稣是他圣名。
Fourth perspective.
第四个观点。
There was a time when our church did not have a pastor for many years.
曾经有一段我们教会没有一个牧师，很多年没有一个牧师。
And we are thankful that God provided many pastors who to help us to preach in our church.
我们非常感恩神供给了很多不同的牧师来给我们讲道，来帮助我们教导我们。
One is Pastor Philip Hsu.
有一个牧师叫 Philip Hsu.
And he's from the Dallas office of Ambassador for Christ.
他是从达拉斯的基督使徒组织的一个牧师。
He preached on incarnation, which I still remember.
他讲的道成肉身，我今天还是有记忆。
He gave this example.
他用了这样一个例子。
He was very annoyed by the loud music played by his son.
他非常不喜欢他儿子放的音乐非常非常的响。
He was about to let him know about his displeasure.
他准备跟他儿子说，哎，我不喜欢这样大声的这个音乐。
But then he stopped.And thought about incarnation.
但是他停下来没有这样做，然后他思想到了道成肉身。
Incarnation is about being another being.
道成肉身是变成另外一个人。
To think what the other is thinking.
去想那个人是怎么想的。
To feel what the other is feeling.
去感受那个人是在感受什么。
It was hard for him to incarnate himself as his son.
对他来说很难让他变成他儿子的个样子。
To feel what his son is feeling.
来感受他儿子的感受。
And to share in his son's love for loud music, which he does not.
来分享他儿子对那个非常大声的音乐的爱好，因为他不喜欢。
He then at once understood.The meaning of incarnation.
但是他在那个时刻理解了道成肉身的意义。
It is an act of humility and love.
这个道成肉身是一个谦卑和爱带来的一个行为。
The willingness to lower yourself so that you can feel others' joy.
就是你主动的把自己降下来，来体会。另外那个人他所感受的喜悦
or sometimes the other person's pain
或者有时候是那个人的痛苦。
Remembering Pastor Hsu's example embarrassed me.
记住了徐牧师讲的这个例子让我自己觉得很羞愧。
Forcing me to realize my failure as a teacher.
迫使我自己去来思想作为一个教授我自己的失败。
unwilling to reach my student at that level.
因为我不愿意去教那些学生根据他们的程度去教他们。
To understand the difficulty.
去理解他们，他们学习上的困难。
And to feel their frustration.
来理解他们的 frustration. 挫折，谢谢。
他们的苦趣，
他们的难处。
So, at this divisive time of our society,
所以在今天这个撕裂分割的社会，
we have no sympathy with those who we disagree or despise.
我们常常对那些我们不赞同的或者我们不喜欢的人有任何的同情心。
And then it's the time for us to meditate on the coming of Christ.
其实这是我们一个很好的时间来思想耶稣降生。
And his incarnation.
来思想道成肉身。
Our scripture reading continues.
我们的经文继续。
And being found in appearance as a man,He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
既有人的形象就存心顺服与至于死且死在十字架上所以神将他升为至高又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名叫一切天上的地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主使荣耀归于父神
This earliest hymn of the early Christian therefore summarizes the complete storyOf God's salvation plan.
这个最早的基督徒的最早的一个诗歌，总结了神救赎的计划。
Before any book of the New Testament was written.
这是在任何新约圣经书卷写成之前。
And this is the plan.
这就是神的救赎计划。
Incarnation.
道成肉身
crucifixion
十架受死
resurrection
死里复活
glorification
重归荣耀
This complete story is too lengthy for any one sermon
这个完整的故事是没有哪一个单独的讲道可以讲完因为太长
So only today we focus on incarnation
所以我们今天只是重点在道成肉身。
So you remember that 4 weeks ago, Brother Yunlong preached and cited the same scripture.
你们可能记得四个星期前云龙弟兄讲道的时候用的是同样的经文。
He preached on humility.
他讲道的主题是谦卑。
Maybe humility can come more naturally if we can all confess.
也许如果我们都承认耶稣是主那谦卑就变得比较容易
That we confess that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth
叫一切在天上的地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝
And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
if all our knee are bowing to Jesus, aren't our knees also be bowing to each other?
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们都向耶稣屈膝。那是不是我们也彼此之间屈膝
If we all confess that Jesus Christ is the law, then we cannot be law over one another.
如果我们都口称耶稣基督是我们的主，我们就不会去彼此之间支配对方。
Christmas is unlike any of our traditional Chinese holiday.
圣诞节和中国任何的传统节日有不一样。
They are all only about the past separation.
因为传统的中国节日只是纪念分离。
Christmas is about the stupendous and incomprehensible miracle of incarnation.
而圣诞节讲的是这个重大的但是又是难以理解的道成肉身的这个事件。
Which look forward to Easter.
并且这个事件是指向将来带我们到复活节。
Where the promise of Christmas is fulfilled.
而在复活节的时候圣诞节的期望会得到实现。
In obliterating all separation with the hope of eternal reunion.
所有的分别与神的分别会被去除然后我们能够有永恒的相聚。
And this is our fitting meditation during this time of Advent.
这就是我们在这个降临期应该要有的一个思考。
From glory to glory, Jesus came.
从荣耀到荣耀，耶稣来了。
By faith and through faith, we kneel in belief.
凭着信心透过信心我们跪下相信